USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the day before a big vote in the House on impeachment of the president, House lawmakers have been setting terms for the Wednesday vote. President Trump lashed out at the proceedings.
It's a hoax. The whole impeachment thing is a hoax. We look forward to getting onto the Senate. We're not entitled to lawyers. We're not entitled to witnesses. We're not entitled to anything in the House. It's a total sham.
The president also sent a scathing letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as her House lawmakers prepare for the vote. He wrote in part, "You and others in your committees have long said impeachment must be bipartisan. It is not. You said it is very divisive. It certainly is, and it will only get worse. Only two U.S. presidents have ever been impeached, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton." This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
The House has approved a $1.5 trillion spending bill that would avert a government shutdown. The government funding measure came in the form of two separate bills that would cover the cost of running the federal government for the rest of the current fiscal year. Among other things, the bill includes some funding for President Trump's border wall, but with some restrictions. While it also leaves intact the current number of detention beds for use by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Dozens of tornadoes and other storms left a trail of destruction across the southeast. A majority of them were on Monday, which means homeowners in hard-hit places like Louisiana were able to get a look at the damage. Governor John Bel Edwards.
Most of the damage is here in Rapides Parish, where approximately 100 homes have been impacted, 10 practically destroyed, another 40 very, very seriously damaged.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A top White House staffer speaks out about the Democrats' push for impeachment. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says that voters will not forget if moderate Democrats vote to impeach President Trump.
People will remember how those Democrats spent their time and the taxpayers' money.
She called Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey switching from Democrat to Republican over the issue a big deal. And she also noted that most polls show most Americans don't want the president impeached.
It's dead last to Republicans. Among Democrats, it's after Social Security, education, the economy, immigration, and health care.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Con artists and scammers are becoming more creative. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Scammers tend to be the most successful when you are vulnerable. So when you're looking for a job, you're a big target. Fake jobs and fake checks were a big scam in 2019. And as people continue to look for more flexible jobs, it's expected to be significant or even more prevalent in 2020. Bree Reynolds is with FlexibleJobs.com, and she reminds us.
If you're searching for the phrase work from home, you're going to come across way more scams than you would if you used words like remote job or telecommuting job.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.